Governor Larry Hogan delivered the final State of the State address of his term yesterday. As WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the speech lauded bipartisanship in Annapolis, but reception of the speech was sharply divided along party lines.
Hogan called for rising above political discord.
Instead of becoming more like Washington, let's send a message to Washington by putting the politics aside and coming together.
But almost everything about the way the speech was received was partisan, down to the applause, which came almost exclusively from Republicans. After the speech, Hogan received praise from leaders in his own party, like House Minority Leader Nick Kipke.
In the politics that we're all a part of right now, this governor is really a role model for politicians. He's urging us to work together and to focus on real-life issues.
Democrats, on the other hand, took issue with what Hogan did not say in his 23-minute speech. On transportation infrastructure, Hogan highlighted traffic improvements to several major highways.
And we have already repaved more than 8,000 lane miles, which is more than one-third of our entire state highway system.
But Delegate Brooke Learman, who represents South Baltimore, criticized Hogan's lack of attention to transit in her city.
I think he said the word Baltimore only once in his speech, having to do with the port, which is very important, but he did not mention Baltimore Link. He did not mention MTA's Baltimore Central Transportation System. It is a huge issue, and it's frankly shocking to me that the governor made no mention of the needs for public transportation in the Central Maryland area.
Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, who's running for the Democratic nomination in the upcoming governor's race, wasn't satisfied with what Hogan said about public schools. Hogan called for greater accountability from school officials and giving test scores a larger role in determining which schools are classified as failing. But Kamenetz said he wanted to hear more about fixing the achievement gap.
We have the 8th worst disparity in the achievement gap in the country for one of the wealthiest states. I'd like to hear more about programs that are actually going to help the bottom half of children succeed.
Baltimore Delegate Cheryl Glenn, who heads the State Legislative Black Caucus, was disappointed that the speech didn't mention one of the caucus's top priorities, diversifying the state's medical marijuana industry. She said the issue has bipartisan support.
That's a multi-billion-dollar industry that has no diversity. And the state of Maryland has a population of a minimum of one-third African Americans. It's unconscionable that he would not mention that.
Several policies Hogan did mention in his speech are particularly divisive. For example, he called on legislators to get tough on crime.
Let's crack down on those violent criminals who use guns to commit crimes by passing tougher minimum sentences.
This is a policy for which some Democrats, such as Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, have expressed some support. But Attorney General Brian Frosch, also a Democrat, said it's the wrong approach.
It's back to the 80s. We tried this. It didn't work. It had catastrophic consequences.
There were a couple of moments that felt truly bipartisan. Everyone stood to applaud when Hogan introduced Salisbury resident Karen Dulch, whose son Chad, a 29-year-old Iraq War veteran, died in December of an opioid overdose.
It was tough for Karen to be here today, but she wanted to honor Chad. She wanted to show us that when we talk about this crisis, we are really talking about fighting for all of the Chads.
Hogan also received universal applause when he mentioned a bill allowing women who become pregnant after being raped to strip their attackers of parental rights. The bill gained final passage just before the State of the State began. Hogan promised to sign the bill when it reaches his desk. With reporting from Dominique Maria Benassi, I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.